from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcaster who's trying to sound like an announcer on a train to Sleepy Town. Keep your pillows comfortable and your stuff pulled up to your chin if you'd like to. It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me, so if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease of loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo. Modern management made simple. Hey, everybody. This is an all intro episode, intro after intro after intro. We run these on long weekends here in the U.S. And this is something $10 and up patrons get twice a month, which is just popular with all intro lovers. That's it. This is normally where the sleepy supporter zone would be, the one part of the podcast I need you here. So I want to thank the people who support the show on Patreon, because between the people who support the show on Patreon and the people support the sponsors, couldn't do without all of you. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. If you're listening to this and you've supported the show financially, you supported somebody that supports the show, or you just supported me emotionally, spread the word, or you just listen, thanks so much. So that's the first part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need. If you're in need of extra resources, there's links to resources right in those show notes you can connect with right now, including international resources. It's also about being a member of our communities, being a part of positive change, not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying stop AAPI hate, and not just saying support Ukraine, but taking action, learning more. There's links to resources where you could do that in our show notes. And one of the community things we're doing is we're building hygiene kits for people experiencing homelessness, doing a live show tonight when I'm recording this, but you could be a part of it for free. You could take a part of being a part. You could watch, you could participate, you could just hang out. Sign up at sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. You can find out more ways you could participate actively or just be a part of and just come and watch the live shows and learn more. sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. And Mr. Bard, a lot of people help out on the show. Who are they?
Posty poster some sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes. Carl W. The Legend. Also edits episodes. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the mystery bar. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and you see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna, like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. I'm at Dearest Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature, whatever's got you, your work schedule, whatever it is. I'd like to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff while you fall asleep. If you're new, welcome. I'm glad you're here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. Oh, boy. I don't even know how long I'll be on topic or off topic, but I'll be here. I'll be here to keep you company. And if you're new, here's a couple, here's a couple of things to know. If you're skeptical, glad you are. This podcast is a little bit different. It takes some getting used to. I'm glad you're here, and I'm here to help you drift off. If you're new, I was going to try to, first off, the podcast doesn't always make a whole lot of sense, and it takes a while to get started. It takes a while for me. If I'm going to get to a point, it takes a while for me to get to a point. And the podcast is a lot of filler, the best kind of filler, though. You say, "Woo, this is a filler up with filler words." And I'd say, I sure will. I'll put as many filler words in here as I can. ums, ahs, and actual words that I'm doing in a manner just to be filler words. That was an example. Ta-da. I just landed like a gymnast or an ice skater, as I just demonstrated my use of filler words. If you're new, it's a little, this podcast is also a little bit silly. Structurally, what to expect is a show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep the show free and open to everybody. So that's great. Then there's an intro. This is where, if you're new, it could throw you off. The intro of the show is actually a part of the show, and actually like a part of putting people to sleep, but it does take 12 to 14 minutes. But there's different use cases. That's part of what the intro is. You got your new user. That might be you. Welcome. You got your regular long-term users. Hey, what's up? How you doing? You have people that are getting ready for bed. Oof, your brushing technique is excellent. And wow, are you good at petting pets? There's people that listen as part of their wind down when they're already in bed. Hey, snuggle in, get comfy. What's up? Don't worry, I'm just here auditorily. There's people that listen during the day to calm down. Yeah, it's tough out there being human for sure. There's a few small percentage of people that skip ahead to 18 or 20 minutes to the story. I guess you're not hearing this. But, you know, don't always skip ahead to the story because you kind of miss out on me talking about stuff. But you can. I think that's all I mean, there's other use cases, but those are the ones I wanted to tell you about. That's why the show's has a long intro. Mostly because I know it takes a little bit of wind down is part routine, and this intro is kind of like a routine within a routine. It's a routine meant to be part of your bedtime routine. And did I mention it's full of filler words? Because I was really that's when I was on point when I was making those filler word jokes. If I had a dump truck full of filler words, I'd have it right here for you. Okay, so that's the intro. Then there's a bedtime story, and there's business between the intro and the story, and at the end of the show are some thank yous. So that's structurally what to expect. And it's a podcast, at first it can be a tough proposal, because you say, okay, this is supposed to put me to sleep. What's he talking about? And not much, no pressure to listen. You know, I'm talking, so you don't need to listen to me. It's kind of like I'm kind of talking to be here while you fall asleep to keep you company. But there's also no pressure to fall asleep. The reason I'm here for an hour, the episodes are over an hour, is I'm here to keep you company. And if you just in case you can't drift off, I'm here all the way to the end. I take this podcast very seriously, even though it's a little bit of nonsensical. I guess that's the structure of the show. That's what to expect. No pressure on you. No pressure to fall asleep. No pressure to listen. And I'm always trying to look for ways to be more mindful. And this is just something I wanted to share. And also something that caught my curiosity. I said, I've been saying to myself, Scooch, you got to be more mindful in the future. In the past, we just haven't been mindful. And how are we going to be mindful later when we get to that later point when we have plenty of space to be mindful? And eventually I said, okay, well, here's one thing I know I do every day is walk the dog. I take Koa for a walk. And sometimes I listen to podcasts during that. But I said, well, what if I try to be mindful at that time? And then this isn't something that happened instantly. I said, whoa, boy, what's this, other than cleaning up and, I said, well, if I could smell the smells she's smelling, maybe I would be mindful. But the only smell I can smell is this bag I'm carrying around, even though it's tied up and everything. But so then I said, well, let me see. Let's pay attention to the trees. That's something good. And then I said, what else could I pay attention to that would keep me in the moment, that also in a non-pressure way, kind of like this, they say, well, I don't want to be should mindful. You know, I don't know if that's a term. Maybe that could be a chapter in a book, should mindful. Because when I do that, I just feel like the SH part, which other words than would. Because they say, well, I don't want to, like, why do I have to be, you know, I think you know what I mean. If you're a listener to this podcast, I'd like to be, you know, ideally one day I'll be organically mindful. And that definitely could be a chapter in a book. But I mean, currently, a lot of times I'm a different kind of organically mindful. Like I have mindfulness compost, which, and that could be a whole nother topic for me to go off on. But one thing I found was walking around looking for TV antennas. Now, some of you know what a TV antenna is on a house or an apartment building. Some of you don't. Like once upon a time, but you got TVs through these antennas, and they were pretty big, and they would be on the roofs of stuff. I don't know if we ever had, if I lived somewhere with a TV antenna on the roof, but I'm not sure. I'd have to talk to my parents and stuff. But it used to be you took a big antenna to get the TV signals. I don't know why. I guess I could do the research why. And then, you know, people started watching TV on cable. And then they had dish television services, which you still see those. Those aren't as ubiquitous as, they were never as big as antennas. These antennas, though, they're very interesting to look at. And as soon as you notice them, one, you say, well, there's still houses that have antennas. I'm surprised. And then you start to wonder when you go around a corner, am I going to see a house with an antenna? What is it? One out of every 20 houses? One out of every 30? One out of every 10? Then you notice houses with the dishes on there. But every antenna, I guess this is a loaded word. Like I said, every antenna seems to be somewhat unique. I mean, I know that wasn't always the case. And they're a bit like weather vanes. I don't know, me, they're bird-like. They stand regally, you know, because they're there to collect something in the air. Things Sleep Podcasters say, I really like looking at TV antennas on buildings. And what can I say? I mean, I guess I'm destined to be a Sleep Podcaster. But it may help you to be mindful, because most of the time I'm not, you know, my mind is going forward and backwards, anticipating, regretting, predicting, whatever. And I'm trying to find ways to ground myself now. I don't know if this is technically mindfulness or not, but I will say it's observing things in the moment that I enjoy. In a peculiar, you know, in a way I said, well, that's peculiar. Or is anybody using their TV antenna? And do those even collect digital signals? I think that's a legitimate question. And if so, like, what kind of, I mean, that's got to get some pretty good fidelity. So just some things I think about, and I don't know, that you could try if you're out walking or walking your dog, take a look around for TV antennas. And if you're wherever you are in the world, let me know about your TV antennas, maybe even share on Instagram or Twitter some TV antenna pics. And especially if you're a younger person and you say, well, these things, that was news to me. I always thought, you know, those were, like, what did you think they were? Especially when you were a kid, you know, that's interesting. So anyway, I mean, and again, if it would be interesting to see what they'd say. Well, are those some sort of sculpture? Like, those are modern-day gargoyles, and maybe, somebody observing us from another planet that's also young. Somehow they have great technology, but they weren't here for the TV antenna age. OTA, they call it, over the air. And you can still watch TV that way. Maybe I'll hook up my TV antenna if I could find it. It doesn't go on the roof. It's always a good way it can be really fun. I don't know if I'll be able to find a remote either. But anyway, it's something I'll think about. But what was I going to say? Here's the thing. I make this show to take your mind off of stuff and to keep you company while you drift off. And I work very hard. Now, this podcast doesn't work for everybody, as I said, but give it a few tries. That's what most reviewers say. Well, it took a couple tries, and then I realized it doesn't make a lot of sense, and I kind of, then I started falling asleep. I really, truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep, and I'm here to help. Thank you for coming by. I work very hard, and I strive to help you fall asleep, and here's a couple of ways we keep the show going.
Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, ZocDoc. And I think all of us have that family member that you tend to change the subject or kind of bend the truth around when they start asking, you know, for life updates. Oh, why are you still living at home? Oh, when are you doing this? Oh, what's your job again? And while grinning and bearing it with relatives like that is considered polite, there's no way you should be doing that with your doctor. You know, when you have questions or your doctor's asking you questions about your life, you want to have someone you feel comfortable enough to be honest with. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not just talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And just like I said, we're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. And you can filter for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're looking for. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. And I love hearing from listeners who have tested out ZocDoc, whether they've gotten new insurance, they've moved to a new area, because they found out the same thing I have, how easy it is to use and how great it is to see all of your options. So we've tested it out. You should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/sleep and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep. 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 Thanks, everybody. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast to put you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's the thoughts, the feelings, the physical sensations, the changes in time or temperature. Maybe, you know, so stuff you've been on your mind, stuff that you're feeling physically or emotionally. Or just changes, or just you can't sleep. How about that? Or you wake up and you can't get back to sleep. Whatever it is, I'd like to take your mind off that. I got this nice, safe place here. Set aside plenty of room, plenty of personal space, plenty of distance. Very comfortable. Come on in. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use a lulling, soothing, creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. Holy cow. I don't know, like, I just pictured myself blowing, like, if tangents were a balloon, I'd be a balloon seller. Tangential balloons. That was on my, that album was only released in Germany. That was right, it was under the name Chardonnay Noir. It was my cabaret album, Tangential Balloons. It was a good one. Actually, we just did a dance remix of it, too. But that's another life. What was my point? Oh, superfluous tangents. I'm going to go off topic. Really, what I'm here to do is keep you company. If you're new, hi, welcome. I'm glad you're here. Don't worry, we'll talk about inflatable tangents. I think I've talked about that before. But if you're new, here's a couple of things. I'm glad you're here. This podcast is a little bit different. So I don't exactly know. I've been doing it, whatever, 700, almost 800 episodes. I still don't exactly know how to set the expectations. I know if you're skeptical, totally makes sense. And if you're not sure about this podcast, of course, why wouldn't you be? It's a podcast that puts you to sleep. You say, well, what's your, you know, I mean, well, let me, so that's why you say, well, I'm not sure how to set the expectation. I'll tell you, this podcast is a little bit different. It does not make a whole lot of sense, and it does take some adjusting to get used to, or not. Most listeners say, well, I listened 2 or 3 times, and then it stopped. I started falling asleep, and I realized it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I guess just see how it goes. Just here to help. There's no pressure. And there's no pressure to listen. This is one of the few podcasts you can kind of barely listen to. You could turn me all the way down, but some listeners, you know, turn me all the way up. Most people find it somewhere in between. And so no need to listen. Also, no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for about an hour to keep you company. So if you can't sleep, I'm going to be here. And then you could queue up episode after episode. So I'm here to the very end so that you can fall asleep whenever you want. Structurally for the show, what to expect is the show starts off with business that you already heard. That's how we're able to keep the show free for everybody instead of paid service or whatever. Then there's an intro, which is around 12 minutes of me trying to explain what the podcast is and earn your trust. And the reason it goes on for 12 minutes is just because it takes me forever to get anywhere. And also, a lot of listeners use it as part of their wind down because you say, well, I might overuse the word paradoxical, but it's just because I don't understand how this podcast works either. I don't know if a podcast would work if it said, okay, I'm going to put you to sleep right now, right after this intro. And you'd say, intro, you know, smoothity smooths, 1, 2, 3. I'm here with, Scoot's imaginary friend, Bill. And, we're sponsored by whatever, sleep cream. And here we go. Time to go to sleep. That to me was seems like a little bit of, I like a wind down. And sometimes I need a stealth wind down. And sometimes I need, where I say, okay, I'm going to get, I actually have a dimmer now, so I dim my lights, ideally, hours before I want to be to bed. A little inside, a little inside baseball, as they say. Ideally, after I do the dishes, the next time I'm in my room, if the lights go on, I try to turn the dimmer all the way down. Now, that does lead to some fumbling, but I'm fumbling and bumbling 24/7 anyway. And then, I have a wind-down routine. And ideally, I stretch my wind-down routine over about an hour, and it can vary. But I think that stealth moment of turning the dimmer on, at least I am empowered, I say, yeah, okay, dimmer's on at least. It's got to be good for sleeping. And I don't know, my point is most listeners need a wind-down. Now, some listeners, they don't need it. They fall asleep during the intro, or they skip the intro. They go to 18, 20 minutes, and they just start playing the show there. Yeah, so if that works for you, that's great. Whatever works for you, try it out a few times and see how it works. So that's the intro. Then there's some business. Then there's a story, which is tonight will be our episodically modular series, Big Farm in the Sky, PI. And you can listen to those episodes in any order. So if you're new and you say, well, I don't know anything about this series, don't worry, I'll catch you up on it. I'm here to keep you company, right, as you drift off. And then there's some thank yous. So that's structurally what to expect. You don't need to listen. No pressure to fall asleep. And what? Oh, so I was talking about inflatable meanders. Is that what it, inflatable meanders? Yes, I guess if at some point during the intro, I was picturing myself just blowing meanders up. That would be pretty cool. See, what are those? What letter are those? All are those balloons all W's and curly Q's? Oh no, these are meander balloons. I guess I should have called the album Meander Balloons. Maybe that should be my new. If I become a DJ, is that what Marshmallow is, or does Marshmallow do other stuff? Like stuff that takes talent, because probably, you know, but for me, well, I could be Meander Balloons. I wouldn't be able to do anything except me, I guess I already do it, meander. It could also be a joke, or what are those like puzzles? I'll never think of what they're called, where it's like a picture, it's like a pun, but you look at it and you try to figure out what it is. Because meander balloons almost sound like meander balloons, which sounds like I was thinking originally someone standing under the balloons. But I guess you'd say, I guess maybe if you live at the sea, you'd say, yeah, well, I have, well, what do you wear? I didn't see, I don't see your flotation device. You say, well, I wear meander balloons, actually. I'm Carl Cousteau, the youngest of the Cousteau. The great, you know, I'm the fifth generation of the Cousteaus, Carl Cousteau. I wear meander balloons. I'm a founder and I'm a customer. Meander balloons. That's how I stay afloat and comfy, except for the sweating part and the fact that they're made of like whatever. But, you know, I stay afloat. You see, some people wear leather, some people wear latex. I wear balloons. They say, how do you look so, how do you look so svelte, Carl? And I'd say, well, it's meander balloons. That's what it is. And they say, then the reporter said, okay, so you're actually wearing balloons as underwear. Well, no, well, it's a balloon-based underwear product. It's meander balloons. Well, I am wearing the prototype that I made yesterday with tape. There is also scotch tape. So you're wearing scotch tape and balloons is underwear. No, it's a prototype of meander balloons. And when the prototype's finished, it'll be inflatable. So it'll be like PFD. So say it's also swimwear. It doesn't, you know, it instantly dries because it's balloons. It's in, and I wear it as undergarment. Yes, so that part is correct. What do you wear when you're wearing nothing, Carl? Well, I don't. I wear meander balloons. Because if I was wearing nothing, I'd actually probably have, like, would, that's a trick question. Again, I just like to circle back to my, so you're wearing balloons as an undergarment. Balloons are part of my undergarment, correct. Okay, let's get back to the sleep podcast. And now that we got that clarified, it's a work in progress. That's Carl Cousteau, one of the imaginary Cousteaus, not to be confused with the actual Cousteaus. And an inventor, imaginary friend, an inventor, Carl Cousteau, also customer of meander, what was it? I already forgot because I wear meanderwear. Oh, meander balloons. It's a shame we don't have a budget. You're right, Carl, because I could see many commercials. You say, what do you got under there? Hold on, meander balloons. Also, anybody listening, don't ever wear, don't put any balloons. Balloons are for, don't make any balloon undergarment prototypes. I'm not even joking. This is all just fictional. Just to clarify that, keep the balloons in the, you know, blown up or wherever. Carl, what kind of example are you setting? Well, I thought I was cutting edge. It turns out I was just, you're a dreamer, Carl. That's great, you know, because I'm here to enable people's dreams, too. And the way I do it is I go off topic. Sometimes I get caught up in interviews that I end up saying, well, it could have gone a different way. But, especially when something's catchy like that, it's hard to get out of. And the name Carl Cousteau is also catchy. So we'll just stick with that. Thanks again for coming by, Carl. Also have a brother named Carl, so that works out cool. Got an editor on the show named Carl, so So anyway, I'm here. If you're new, I guess that gives you a pretty good example of how the podcast works. I'm taking your mind off of stuff. I would posit that I did maybe there. You say, oh, yeah, I forgot. I was thinking about, what was I thinking about? Well, just think about meander balloons. Anytime the word spreadsheet tries to get into your head, say meander balloons. You see, where's that spreadsheet for tomorrow? I put it in one of meander balloons, boss. Let me just get it out of here. It's pretty tight, though, because, you know, it's still in a balloon. Don't worry, they're imaginary. Great. Carl Cousteau invented them, of the imaginary Cousteaus. So anyway, if you're new, I'm here to help. I'm here to keep you company and to take your mind off stuff. I really appreciate you coming by. I make the show because I've been there and I know how it feels, and I want to help. So I think that's it. Give it a few tries, like most listeners say. But I appreciate your time. I work very hard. I earn and I strive because I'd like to help you fall asleep. And thanks again for coming by. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'll do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is I got this nice, safe place here, and I've got it ready for you. You could even observe it at a distance if you wish. Sometimes, you know, that's nice. You say, hey, I'm going to get this. You just sit over there. I'm going to set the places. I'm going to smooth it. I'm going to pat it. I'm going to rub it down. And you just watch and see if you're, you know, kind of like if you're prepping a bed for a pet. You say, hey, I'm going to make your bed here, but you don't have to get it. Just watch me get it ready. And then maybe you'll want to get in it too. I've never tried this with a child, but maybe that's a way to say, to get them in bed. Say, hey, why don't you watch over there? I'm going to make your bed extra snuggly. Maybe tuck in an imaginary child for that extra, you know, like a little bit of play acting, or maybe talk to the pillows and say, hey, pillows, going to get you comfortable here. But that's really what I'm trying to do. Then I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I'm going to go off topic, get confused, use filler words. Pauses, we'll have a few. And then some more, but intentional and accidental pauses, gratuitous ones, oh boy. And gratuitous jokes, podcaster amusing himself. Also, it's been a while since I've talked about amuse-bouche. I know the season of Top Chef started when I'm recording this. By the time you hear this, it'll probably be over. But I kind of like watching that in one big chunk, the whole season. So I haven't watched it yet. So I don't know if they made any amuse-bouche. It's even a hard word to say. But this podcast is kind of like... It includes, you see, I think that's like a little bite. That's what an amuse bouche is. I'm sorry, chefs and linguists. What was my point? I'm here to take your mind off stuff, so to keep you company in the deep, dark night. And the way I'm going to do it is, if you're new, it's a little bit different. This podcast is like one without tech. I do have microphone technique, and not on the level of the great, hip hop and R&B performers and MCs of the world. But I do have microphone technique to keep these lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones going. And so I can really be there for you. But if you're new, here's a couple of things to know. This show is different, and initially, it won't make a lot of sense, and you'll say, what is this, or what is he doing, or what is he talking about? And sometimes you might say it in a voice that's not like that, and that's cool. It usually works best if you give the podcast a few tries kind of passively, but initially with some skepticism, I totally understand that. Structurally, what to expect, if you thought you were skeptical before, structurally, what to expect is the show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's how we keep a podcast free and keep that 90 hours of work a week it takes to keep the show going. That's the business side. Then there's like a 12 or 14 minute intro And, you know, a lot of times, traditionally, in the history of introductions, except for big speeches where you have to, you know, butter up the speech maker or award winners, intros are usually limited to say, hey, this is a Sleep With Me podcast to put you to sleep. Now I'm going to tell you a bedtime story. And when I first started making a podcast, it was a bit like that. But what I learned over time is that, you know, people, not everybody falls asleep at the same pace, and no one, except for like some of us, fall asleep really fast. And so the intro has kind of slowly evolved to be part of a lot of the listeners' wind down routine, whether they're getting ready for bed or they're in bed. And then the day, you know, I'm taking you into this world, the world of amusing you with my mispronunciations of amuse-bouche. Amusing bouches, like you had the Mighty Boosh, and that was amusing. That's an amusing show, too, and this is an amusing bouche, too, kind of. So where was I? What was my? I got bouched. I did get bouched. Now I'm picturing Julian's hair. Scooch, you're sticking in cookies from a British show from 15 years. I say, well, yeah. Have you seen his hair? It's beautiful. Okay, so let me get back. Where was I? Oh, so I was saying, the intros are really long because I tend to try to describe the intro and how it should work. And then I go off topic. And believe me, I was interrupting going off topic because I was thinking about it. Then I started thinking about Russell Brand. One part of my brain said, those two are friends. And they said, okay, but let's get back to the new listeners. So, and then some listeners skipped the intro, about 2 or 3% of people. And then more and more people are listening during the day, part of a wind down routine or an unwinding routine. And that's kind of how the intro became settled on that, you know, 12 to 14 to 11 to 17 to 15 to 16 to 18 or so minutes is that it's kind of like it gives you a chance, if you're new, to get to know me, which you might say, okay, I've gotten to know you. Now I know I don't need to give you my full attention. I'd say job done. It also makes bedtime kind of, you say, well, I don't know what Scoots is going to talk about. Because one of the things is that the variety of the show, I feel like those parts of us that are keeping us awake are very adaptable. You know, they're somehow wound in with our human nature. And so they adapt. You might say, well, I'm going to bomb my feet, then I'm going to bomb my elbows. And that routine might work for a while to help you unwind. But as soon as it becomes predictable, maybe that, you know, brain that's worried about spreadsheets or whatever starts carping back up. It says there's nothing amusing about these bouches. And also, you know, like, so that's why the podcast has this long intro that changes every time. Because ideally, if you become a regular, so you get in bed and you say, oh boy, Scoots is going to talk about nothing for 14 minutes, but it's going to be about something, kind of, and also nothing. And you see, I don't even know how it's possible, but it's like, and you see, well, describe the humor it used in the Sleep With Me podcast intro. And you say, well, hold on, I don't know if it's humorous. I'd say it's more of an amuse. So it's amusing. No, just short of amusing. It's amuse. A bit like amuse bouche. And they'd say, isn't that like a mouthful of, it's not an appetizer because it's too small. And technically, I've seen it on Top Chef, and I think at really fancy restaurants, they give it to you, like, because they've charged you so much. They say, well, this is an 11-course menu, if you count the amuse bouche and the palate cleansers. And it's, yeah, I think it's just a mouthful. That's what it, and Scoots is he's almost not an earful. You say, okay, I'm not following you. You say, yeah, exactly. That's the intro of the podcast. It took me a while to get there. Then after the intro, we will be talking about an episode of Doctor Who. In a kind of indirect, this one will be pretty indirect. You say, well, these were the character names. One of the characters' names is Scooty. And so that was cool. And so we'll talk about the episode, and then we'll kind of talk about, well, what are some of the things that I wondered about? Like, what is metallurgy? Is that actually a thing or not? That didn't come up. That's just a random example. So it's the structure of the show. In between the intro and the show is a business to keep sponsors that help keep the show free. And at the end of the show is thank you, so people help keep the show going. So that's just structurally how the show works. And you don't need to listen. I think we kind of established that. But here's the other funny thing. There's no pressure for you to fall asleep. The episodes are an hour. Because I'm here to keep you company. I'm here to take your mind off stuff, to be at your bedside, kind of clowning around, if you wish, and to be your boyfriend. So, to be almost amusing. You'd say, yeah, you just, it's an amuse. There's amusement parks, there's amusing things, there's amusements, and, it may be amuse-bouche, and amusements are not, but you'd say, well, that's an amusing, ideally, I don't want to, tell anybody how to do things, but here's, and I don't know if I've actually had an amuse-bouche, the last time I ate at a restaurant with courses was, I don't think Golden Corral counts as, here's a tip, if you have Golden Corral, maybe have an amuse-bouche station. What was my point? I was going to, if you're a kid listening, you're on your third or your fourth act, believe me, my life's had more than two acts. So don't let people, do that to you. Whoever said that, so if you're a chef on your first act or your fourth act, if you're in the middle of a play playing a chef, don't stick to your play. You probably should be listening to this podcast right now. You should be out there on stage. But otherwise, if you are designing amuse-bouches, maybe a little clue could be, is this going to be amusing? And, transcendently, the broader sense of amusing. Because you say, because a lot of these good cooks, they take you on a journey, right? Or chefs, excuse me. And I think this is just my philosophy that I just came up with now on amuse-bouche. It's a treaty on amuse-bouche. And also illustrated pictures from the Mighty Boosh. A piece of fan fiction and a cookbook by Scoots. Well, mostly it's not cooking. It's me philosophizing on making your bouches amusing or amused. You say, "Oh boy, what is that on the back of my palate there? And is this both hot and cold at the same time? Is this macaroni?" You say, "No, it's mochi." That's usually what they say on the show when it's good or on those cooking shows. No, it's a mochi. Compote with some of the, they say, I remember a couple of years ago there was sunchokes were big. This was probably five seasons ago. They'd say it's a compote of mochi stuff with sunchokes, and they say, "Gosh darn!" Right? Well, I said, "Holy macaroni!" And I'm saying it again because I don't know. I wouldn't know how to say holy mochi, sunchoke, roni. Anyway, I guess I'm off topic. I'm here to keep you company as you drift off to sleep, to be your friend, to be your boar bud, because I've been there and I believe it for you. Maybe you could believe it with me. You do deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a life where you can flourish. And where you treat yourself and you're treated with dignity and respect. And I hope I can provide a little solace, a little amuse. Words Scoots is overused? Amuse. Words, here, Alec, I'll take words I almost rhymed for 300. What is fuse and amuse? No, those actually rhyme. Oh, that was incorrect. Oh. Because I think I was supposed to say amuse and misuse. You're right, Alec. Thanks. I'll get back to the end of the intro. Oh, it's also Alex. He just frowned at me. He wrote it on his screen. It's a host of Jeopardy. I have a mirror, like a mirror, like, well, anyway, another facet of my imagination, we could say, if it was only true, if I didn't have a direct 24/7 feed to Alex Trebek. You see, what happened to where the Jeopardy, when Jeopardy became avant-garde? They say, well, that was a guy from Sleep With Me. He poor Alex, he somehow had a 24/7 feed of the Dearest Scooter in his brain. And so, yeah, he started coming up with these strange questions. You know, and he also switched to only eating Amuse Bouche. He would demand all his meals be broken into tiny mouth bites. And that took a lot of time for him to eat a meal because it would be like, 84 servings, just for lunch because they were small servings. So that was it. That was it for Jeopardy. Oh, thanks. Anyway, I'm back. So I don't know where I went, but that's kind of how the podcast works. I'm here to help. If your first few times listening, I know not everybody likes this show and I know it doesn't work for everybody. So if you're sitting here and you're on the fence or maybe you're feeling like, I'm not sure this is for me, give it a few tries or not. There are other Sleep With Me like shows out there and there's plenty of audiobooks and other stuff to test out. But I'm here to help in my own unique way. But most of the listeners, and there's a good amount of listeners to this show, and 90% of them say it took two or three tries till the show started working for me, and I understood it's the Bouche part of it. I got that he was barely amusing right away. But what was the meaning of a Bouche? Like a bit like a whoosh or like so? That's it. I'm here to help. I work very hard at this show. And I strive and I yearn because I really want to help you fall asleep. Thank you so much for your time and for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. So, if you're still with us and you could pay attention, it's a huge help in keeping the podcast out there for everybody. Thanks. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature, changes in your routine, maybe you're traveling. Whatever's keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that, create a safe place to do so, or, a level of trust where you let me do so. And then what I'll do is I'll send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'll use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents, extra words, misplaced words. Concerns of mine that then I try to make more sleepy and dreamy because I was thinking about travel. And then I said, oh, well, I had something I was thinking about. And all the whole idea is the podcast is here to keep you company while you drift off. Now, if you're new, here's a couple of things. I'm glad you're here. How you doing? Come on. You don't have to come on in. You could. This is the kind of place in podcasts where, because they really don't like that. I don't know why. I did it because I said I want you to feel welcome. But I also want you to, is this a paradox? I want you to feel so welcome, you could feel unwelcome. You know what I'm saying? Like where you say, because I don't like it when I'm standing somewhere looking in at a distance. And that's I say, well, this is my safe place outside your store, looking in, seeing what you're up to and seeing what your angles are. And, trying to check if there's any funny business. So then when you say, hey, you see you looking in the store, come on in. Air's just fine in here. I say, well, I'll be the judge of that. Thank you. Your friendly tone is doing nothing to earn my trust. And then sometimes the people won't get it and they'll say, you get a lot better view from up close. And I say, I don't care if they call this Main Street USA. It doesn't make me feel just like, you know, it doesn't clarify my, it's going to take me a while. In this podcast, I say, you want to stay outside? Go right ahead. You like ideally that you could hear it wherever you are. I would say the air's just fine where you are, wherever you are. You want to come in? Come on in. You want to get a little bit closer? And then you say, well, I prefer to bat. You know, I say, let me just, you could look at me through opera glasses or a microscope or, and I don't know if you, I wonder what you'd see if you used an oscilloscope or whatever that thing is. You'd say, holy, I didn't even know this thing could pick up creaky dulcet tones. But you're off the charts on the creaky dulcet tones and pointless meanders. And I'd say, excellent. So if what was I saying? If you're new, I'm glad you're here. But if you don't buy that, that's great too. Like, seriously, if you're skeptical about this podcast, I totally understand. Just wait till I try to explain to you what it is, if you think you're skeptical now. So, but I mean, I would be skeptical. That's what I mean. Who says they're going to put you to sleep, right? They say, come on inside this mattress shop. You know, we just want to get you settled in here. You say, no, thanks. I got it covered on the internet. What was my point? The show's like not, doesn't have a lot of points. But if you're new, structurally, what to expect. Show starts off with a few minutes of business. You already heard that. That's more for the regular listeners. That's how we keep the podcast free for everybody. Then there's an intro, which is kind of a long, to some people, it feels like a long, drawn out, pointless description of the podcast. And that's exactly kind of what it is. You caught me. Maybe then that would be how maybe the shopkeeper would, I guess if they gave me space to wander in there, like eventually they could earn my trust and rapport. They just say, hey, don't, with the pressure to come in your store. I mean, I realize, they said, well, I was just trying to be friendly. And I'd say, right, I'm not like my friend, like, I don't get friends for friendship. I don't know. I live in a paradoxical world. I don't know. I don't even understand it. You're not going to win any friends by being nice to me or, you know, the other way around either. It's just, hopefully I would have an imaginary Nana with me who would say, oh, don't pay him any mind. He doesn't, and I say, right, Nana, maybe it harkens back to you. Nana, did you ever run a shop before? I'll get back to the new listeners. Oh, you're right, Nana, I should get back to the new listeners. That's my Nana. She lives in my mind always, at every moment. He's over-exaggerating. I say, yep, you're right, Nana, over-exaggerating again. So the intro is a long intro. It's just like kind of, I try to make a metaphor of what the podcast is, and I never succeed. And in doing so, hopefully I put you to sleep. Some listeners fall asleep. Some listeners skip the intro. But for the majority of listeners, it's kind of part of their wind down routine. Like almost like watching someone else play a game that's relaxing. I don't know what that would be. And plus, I've piled too many metaphors on already. I say, yeah, Nana. I got whatever other metaphor I was making that I forgot about. And now I'm thinking of someone just using a yo-yo. I don't know. I've never watched someone use a yo-yo before because it's kind of rare. And, I mean, going off course, but the quality of yo-yos, the majority of yo-yos distributed are not the great. They're usually giveaways, right, at a birthday party. Yeah, so there are high-quality yo-yos. I think I may have owned one. Now I'm not a yo-yo, now I'm thinking of Yo-Yo Ma. So this is like a little bit of a meta view. This is really what my mind just kind of naturally does. But I was going to say, the most famous company, I think, is Dunkin' that makes the good yo-yos. Also, there was a funny Simpsons episode about yo-yos. Also, now I think I've got, like, I'm stuck in a slippery part of my brain that just likes me saying yo-yo over and over again. But if there was another world where a lot of people use yo-yos and they were skilled at it, or, you know, you don't have to be great, just moderately good at, like, flicking it down. Oh, what's a yo-yo? Sorry, it's like this thing. You could look it up. I'm sure someone's got a great YouTube channel where they do yo-yo. And as a matter of fact, if you want to do a crossover episode, that would be relaxing just to see, just a relaxing. But I was saying, some listeners, the intro's like that for them, just watching a yo-yo go up and down. And that's a pretty clear metaphor for spinning its wheels, too. And walking the dog. I think I did all those things in this intro. Round the world, oh boy, did I go round, meandering around my world. And so that's the intro. Then there'll be a bedtime story. There's some business between the intro and the episode. Then there's a bedtime story. The intro is kind of like a bedtime story. It's kind of like a stealth one. Or it's a bedtime story, wind up and cool down. But then we'll have a bedtime story. It'll be Trending Tuesday style. I don't know what it's going to be yet. And then at the end of the show, we have thank yous and good nights. So it's the structure of the show. Clearly, I think if you've been listening, you probably figured out you don't really need to listen to this podcast. You don't have to really pay attention to it. Much like that yo-yo image, especially one that, I don't know if those have ball bearings in them, the good ones, or if that's the company that makes them. I'm trying to think when in my life, I think I've had two good yo-yos, but I don't remember them. I mean, I in the 80s, there was like a yo-yo comeback, like, and I think that's what the Simpsons episode was about. But there was a butterfly yo-yo. I think I had one of those. And then later in life, there was this a series of books called the Klutz books. And I'm not going to say they named them after me, but like I should have been getting paid for that. And I don't think I had a Klutz yo-yo, but I think I had the one of How to Tie Your Shoes. I don't know if that was actually a book or they just said, let's send this to Scoots and see if it's marketable. And then I was at the book, like it was actually at a bookstore, and I said, I can't, you know, my legs, I can't get my leg off this pole. I followed your Tie the Shoe book. And they say, well, you weren't supposed to lace the book to your shoes, sir. And I say, well, it's about, I said, really? It's interesting because there's shoelaces in this book. There's shoelaces in my shoes. Now they're one. I guess I wasn't a beta tester for that book. I just was looking in the bookstore until I was on one, you know, my shoe was on one side of the pole, book was on the other, shoelaces in books tween. And I say, you can't do this on Amazon. Holy cow. It actually felt good. It really felt like it stretched my foot out. Anyway, I don't even know what I was trying to explain. Oh, I think I was talking about yo-yos. And just trying to remember, but at some point in my life, I had another quality yo-yo, very briefly. I mean, here's, maybe this could be the episode tonight is, I don't think so, though. But I'm sure there's a lot of forgotten yo-yos out there. Maybe that could be, I mean, I don't, I guess you like, yeah, I mean, maybe there could be a song about the forgotten yo-yos. I've just overused the word already tonight, so I can't make an episode about it. But so, anyway, my message is I'm glad you're here, but this podcast is goofy. You don't need to listen to it. There's also no pressure to fall asleep. I'm here for about an hour to keep you company as you drift off at your leisure. You know, I make this show because I believe you deserve a good night's sleep, and I want you to get it. Now, this doesn't work for everybody. Give it a few tries and see if it helps you. But really, like, that's what I'm here to help. I'm here to keep you company as you drift off. I strive and I work very hard because I want to help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it the bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature or routine. You know, whatever's keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. I got, you know, that's what I mean. I got the safe place here for you. Or not, you know, might not be something. You should say, just like this happens to me. And I say, I don't know what's up. I just can't. You get a bit baffled, or at least I do. But whatever's keeping, you know, whatever the situation is, I'm here. And I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I'm going to go off, believe me, I'm going to go off topic. And like a meander, so did I say rusty meanders? That was one of my main, I don't know why I associate the word rusty meanders with overalls. And maybe we could come back to that, because I used to say Oshkosh Bagosh a lot in this podcast. So maybe we could figure out a way to go back to that and say return to our, you see, Scoots is returning. He's got his podcast returning to its roots. You know, he's right there, right around 800 episodes or so. And he said he's bringing his podcast back to its roots. And they say, okay, so what, like a kid that can't fall asleep? No. A bit grounded in care and empathy? Well, kind of. I mean, that's part of the podcast still. No, he's going to be saying Oshkosh Bagosh more and Holy Mackerel and a couple other ones. You know, it's not his catchphrases. It's catchphrases he re-meanders. Okay, but if you're new, let me take a second. Hey, glad you're here. And I'm glad, like, I really am glad you're here. And I will tell you, you know, let's see how this goes, okay? Because it does, this podcast doesn't work for everybody. And I hope it can help you. So that's why I want to take a second time out here. Or if you're a regular listener, hey, welcome back. But this podcast, most regular listeners listen to it two or three times before they became a regular listener. Which I guess is a paradox in itself, but they said, well, okay, this podcast is a little bit different. First time I was trying to make sense of it. The second time I was a bit baffled. And the third time I realized, oh, okay, I don't get it. So I do get it. So if you're new, all I ask is you see how it goes, but there's no pressure on my end other than that. I mean, I'd like to help you. I'd like to keep you company as you fall asleep, but let's just see how it goes. A couple other things I want you to know. Structurally, what you expect, show starts off with business, which you heard. This is more important for the regular listeners and the like super users that listen to a bunch of episodes, because that's what keeps the podcast free for everybody. Then there's an intro, then there's some business, then there'll be the story, which tonight will be our episodically modular series, Big Farm in the Sky PI. Then there's some thank yous at the end of the show. So that's just structurally what to expect. Let me talk a little bit about the intro, though. Because sometimes this people say, when's the bedtime story start? And I could tell you, if you're looking for that, it starts around 18 to 20 minutes or so into the show. Because we have an intro that's right around 14 to 12 to 16 to 18 minutes. Where I try to kind of explain what the podcast is. But more, establish... a baseline of nonsense and senselessness, and friendly nonsense, I try to explain what the podcast is, and I realize I find the podcast baffling. Also, I'll overuse words that I like. And the main thing, the way the intro kind of developed, was a sensible thing of, for most people, they fall asleep, you need a wind-down routine, right? You got to ease yourself into bedtime. You know, we've talked, I don't know, it's been a while since I've said Oshkosh Bagosh or, you know, pontificated on shoehorns. It has been a while. Also, it's been a while. It's been this existence, this stage of my existence, I've never owned a shoehorn. I've used some, I've held some, and I don't really need a shoehorn. Because it'd just be one more thing. But you don't really, you can't shoehorn. Here's a generational thing. Maybe I was my father had a shoehorn. My mother, what if that was the shoehorn story? Or shoehorn leghorn. I think that was the last time, hundreds of episodes ago. Or you say Scoots, that was last week when you're talking about shoehorn leghorn. Yeah, that was the shoehorn. That's a children's book I'll write one day. My father was a shoehorn. My mother was a leghorn. And it's maybe shoehorn foghorn. I like that better because there was like a, what was it? Something foghorn leghorn. Wasn't that the name of the giant a chicken in the Bugs Bunny cartoons? I guess it doesn't make sense. Oh, no, that was the first name. Shoehorn leghorn, though, would be a shoehorn foghorn. Shoehorn B foghorn. The shoehorn that was a foghorn. Maybe, okay, so this is one of the meanders that goes on in the intro where I try to explain what the show is. And shoehorn B foghorn, I can't get enough of that. Also, like, your mouth, when you say, go ahead and say it with me. Shoehorn B foghorn. Shoehorn B leghorn. Isn't it almost sound like when you're like when you say the word chew, like you're chewing, or chew, chew, chew? I guess because shoe and chew do rhyme. I didn't realize that. I'm not kidding. This is where it's unintentionally funny. Until I said it, I didn't realize that shoe and chew rhymed. Another part of my brain that isn't linked to my rhyming brain said, huh, that feels the same in my mouth, a shoe and chew. Wonder why. Yeah, that's why I'm cut out to make this podcast. So the intro just lets people ease into bedtime, and then some people fall asleep during the intro. Some people fall asleep after the intro. Some people fall asleep, some people skip the intro. Some people listen to the whole show. So whatever works for you, you'll find out. Or there's people that use the show in different ways all the time. You know, some people don't fall asleep during the show. They fall back asleep. They don't start listening until they wake up. So you just see how it goes. I guess that's my main thing. Oh, but the intro. I guess my main thing is to ease your intro. Like, because some people expect the intro to be concise or make sense. And I just wanted to, I guess it's a little late for that. But I kind of did an example. That's also how the intro works. Unintentionally, I'm showing off my style, my foghorn B shoehorn style. So, okay, so that's the intro. Then tonight will be then the story, which is our episodically modular series you could listen to in any order. This just happens to be the season closing episode before we do a season recap episode. But like I said, you could listen to it in any order. There's a big catch up at the start, so we'll get you caught up. So it's a structure show. No pressure to listen. This is the one podcast, like I said, where you kind of discover how it works best for you. Or, you know, the great thing about all the people that help keep the show free, by, you know, going out of their way to do that, is that there's all these different style episodes. So some people say, well, that's the style I prefer, so I'll just listen to those ones. Some people listen to every episode. Some people kind of pick and choose and create apps and create like a playlist in their apps and stuff. So just see how it goes. No pressure to listen. Here's the other thing. There's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for an hour to keep you company. And if you need it, you could run 8, 10, 12 episodes in a row. So, you know, I'm here to help ease you off into bedtime. So there's no pressure to listen, no pressure to fall asleep. I mean, I do believe, the reason I make a show is because I believe you do deserve a good night's sleep. And I know it's not easy. And I'd like to be here and just keep you company as I can. You see, well, I make the show just as much for the people that can't sleep as the people who fall asleep in first 4 or 5 minutes. So, so that's the kind of structure show. That's the things to know. I did say I was going to talk about Oshkosh Bagosh, but then by Oshkosh and Bagosh, I got distracted by old shoehorn, leghorn, foghorn, the third or something. And went off topic. So maybe we'll go back to Oshkosh. That was just like a, I don't know, it's a nice word. I know it's probably, I guess, did I research this in the early days? Was Oshkosh Bagosh a thing before it was a brand, or has it always just been a brand? I don't know if I've ever owned, do they make adult clothes? I'm going to have to look that up later. I think, because I was thinking of meanders, and then I was thinking of, when I say rusty meanders, I think of overalls. And then when I think of overalls, I immediately think of Oshkosh Bagosh. I think they only made kids' overalls, maybe just in the 80s, and I didn't own any. I think, so I had six kids in my family. I think there was one pair of green Oshkosh jeans or something like that were secondhand from one of my cousins in our home, but I was already outgrown them. Or they like arrived at my home because I have so many cousins that it was like, what do you call that? Secondhand? You know, you call it when you, so there's a lot of clothing exchange. It was just great being a part of a big family is, you'd say, man, I don't know, maybe I'll get some Oshkosh. I'm not like an overalls person, but just because it, I need less clothes. Like I said, okay, well, I don't need, if I have a denim shirt, it's fine, but I don't really need any denim above the waist majority of the time. But I could be wrong. I mean, you could say, Scooch, you just wear a shirt. You know, you do it just like they do, like when you put that piece of wheat in your mouth, the full Huck Finn or Tom Sawyer or whatever. And you say, okay, then I fold it up in my bare feet, right? No shirt, bare feet, just my Oshkosh bagashes. And I'd say, well, couple things, you know, I do a lot of running, so I know, like, my upper body, there's a certain part that gets chafed, and that's with, like, cotton, like other materials, so denim, I'd worry about that. And two, I just don't know, I mean, I can see that there'd be airflow. I mean, the cool thing would be that I would have somewhere to put my hands, like, holding my lapels, or whatever you call those things, my stirrup, what do they call those, straps? I don't know. So, anyway, I think you got a good idea if you're new of me going off topic a few times. Ideally, and I don't want to be overconfident by saying, well, if a podcast is going to work for you, maybe you forgot about it, took your mind off stuff. And that's a goal here. I'm really glad you came by. I'm really glad you came back, those of you. You know, thanks so much. It's great to see you. Great to be here in your ears. I really appreciate your time. So see how it goes if you're new. Give it a few tries if you wish. But I'm glad you're here. I really work hard. I yearn and I strive to help you fall asleep. And here's a couple of ways. Really, if you're here listening, you can find all this at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors tomorrow. But these partners coming up here, these are what keep the show free and help us keep the show going. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my weeks in review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month. And what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcast, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. That's popping the all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season one, part two, almost 6 hours. That's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had March is that bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 1254 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 1253, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. That was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, in building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback. Feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support, support at supercast.com. And good night.